In memory of those who died on June 1, 2017, Quindlen Arthur, Tamara Longmore, presumed, James Mickey McCormick, Cherry Orrett, Jesenia Ruiz, Zane Shakespeare, Javier Villarreal. Poltergeists are difficult to prove for a number of reasons. Reportedly, the phenomenon often involves adolescents or teenagers who may be prone to trickery or at least to manufacturing attention for themselves. Michael Clarkson, The Poltergeist Phenomenon. I entered the game of pricks with knives in the back of me. Can't call you or on you no more when they're attacking me. Guided by voices, Game of Pricks. Author's note. It sounds funny, doesn't it? Published in the spring 2019 Journal of Neuropsychiatry and Clinical Neurosciences, Disintegration, Ethos, and Intolerance at Burger City is the central text of the still new field of Burger City poltergeist scholarship. Footnote number 1. Rachel Heinzman, Disintegration, Ethos, and Intolerance at Burger City, Journal of Neuropsychiatry and Clinical Neurosciences, 31, 2019, pages 140 to 157. The author, Rachel Heinzman, MD, PhD, posits that humor is the highest hurdle to clear for any probe into the Burger City disturbance. She and I agree that all previous attempts have failed, from the earliest published mention of the ghost in the December 1, 2016 Muscatine Journal newspaper, footnote number 2, Gabrielle Carver, I-80 Burger Joint Gets Spooky, the Muscatine Journal newspaper, December 1, 2016, to the Starz documentary Blood at Burger City, first broadcast on February 5, 2019. Footnote number 3. As of this writing, the film, directed by Maureen Frodsham and Patrice Tellis, sits at a more than deserving 29% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The failure is easy to understand. All of us are steeped in solemn Gothic imagery popularized by famous hauntings. The Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, the Gettysburg Battlefield, the Winchester Mystery House, the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast, the Stanley Hotel. Burger City, on the other hand, was a fast food joint. Belief in the supernatural isn't required to appreciate what unfolded at Burger City franchise location number 8 near Johnny, Iowa, population 33, from October 2, 2016 to June 1, 2017. It is the most exhaustively documented alleged haunting in history. The famous Enfield poltergeist, witnessed by over 30 people near London in 1977, and the Columbus, Ohio poltergeist of 1984, in which 14-year-old Tina Resch was photographed as a telephone flung itself across her lap, are tepid rumors in comparison. Yet people laugh at the Burger City poltergeist. You may recall the February 17, 2019 Saturday Night Live sketch in which Kenan Thompson played a ghost trying to tell Burger City diners it was the greasy food that killed him. It's funny, right? There is nothing funny about 6 dead people, or 7, 8, 9, or 10, depending how one does the macabre math. Hanford Pendergast, a retired conservationist who lives a quarter mile from the Burger City ruins, reports seeing 2 to 3 groups of visitors per week. If you wish to be one of them and are coming from the east, you'll pass through the Quad Cities, a conglomeration of 4 towns that hug a 45-degree crook of the Mississippi River: Rock Island and Moline on the Illinois side, Davenport and Bettendorf on the Iowa side. You can loop around the whole mess via Interstate 280, but not